Get it back, Eddie.
Welcome.
Light him up, Eddie.
To Triple M's Crowcast.
Kick the goal, Eddie Betts.
With Jars and Louie.
Oh, he's a marvellous football player.
G'day, Crows fans. Jars and Louie here from the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. Hey, Juice, we're back, aren't we?
Yeah, we're back, Lou. We had a week off, but the Adelaide Crows didn't have a week off. They got the job done up there in Darwin, and my boys were magnificent, Lou.
They are back, your boys. Top of the ladder, sitting on top, flying along nicely. Tex, of course, if you missed it, escaping with a $1,000 fine for whacking Jordan Lewis. That's a great result. Fingers crossed, Sloaney will come up from that concussion knock. And sit back, relax, enjoy this. Our very special guest today was Bradley Crouch, who is the apprentice to the master, Juice Newton Jarman. And have a listen in the background for an individual.
Yeah, scallywag.
Who I think in his spare time is now being an Uber driver.
Yeah, I think he is.
We were told he took unders when he re-signed with the football club. That is the skipper, Taylor Walker, apparently making up the excess catch by driving some of his teammates around. Enjoy, Crows fans. Well done. And this is the Rush Hour. Signing out. I always look forward to these segments. We're catching up right now with a man who is in really, really good form and just happens to be the apprentice and the master of the apprentice. The mentor is in here. We speak of the one and only Brad Crouch, who's in ripping touch from the Adelaide Footy Club. Crouchy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thanks.
G'day, champ.
Hey, Jazz, how you doing?
You all right? Yeah, good, mate. Good, mate. We still haven't caught up yet from our last chat, so I owe you coffee.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Haven't heard from you.
All right, mate.
Actually, the way you've been playing, Crouch, you'd probably keep it that way.
Oh, no.
You must be happy with your form, Crouchy. In particular, everybody's been playing well, but you've been able to get a good crack at it in recent times, and it's starting to show.
Yeah, no, the last couple of weeks have been good, I think, not just personally for the team as well, back to the way we like to be playing. And I think started probably with the Bulldogs game, the Carlton game, and then the last few weeks have been really strong for us.
Brattle's really playing fast, exciting football. Tex is hitting the scoreboard and the boys are playing their role, but the coach wouldn't be happy. You conceded 3 goals in red time and in that third quarter, so that's something you've got to fix up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think over the past couple of weeks, we've definitely come out and started the game really well, which we weren't doing early on in the season. I think that's a bit of an area that we were strong at early in the season that we've got to get back to sort of refixing that. And I think over the coming weeks, we'll definitely concentrate that in some of our meetings.
Crouchy, Tex escaped with a fine for a little incident involving Jordan Lewis behind the play that the cameras didn't catch, $1,000 lighter. That is a good result.
Yeah, it is. It's actually it's great to see him getting a couple of fines over the last couple of weeks. It's been good. Normally the rich gets richer, but in that case, he keeps getting
Rattles, I understand he's probably hanging around somewhere there in the background. Look, he's already paid to be on Triple M. He's on every TV show at the moment. Yeah. He's getting a lot of airtime. Tell him to piss off so we can talk to you.
he's actually in the front seat driving.
Oh, is he an Uber driver now? Is he getting a bit extra cash?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no. He's got it all.
So what happened, Tex? I didn't see it.
Did you belt him?
he's just the last couple of weeks has been good because he gets paid for everything else he does. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about
he just said to me he's waiting for that roast still.
It's coming, all right? It's coming. Maz and I had a meeting about it the other day, all right? So it'll be coming.
Crouchy, have you blokes had a meeting to say we're not coming?
No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have. We're waiting for him to actually invite us, and then we're going to say no.
You'd break my heart if you did that. Brattles, Rory Sloane had a bit of a nightcap on the ground. He saw some. Yeah, he did. Now, do you think he'll come up and play on Friday night?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I think, the positive thing, he walked off the ground. Yeah. You could definitely tell he was affected heavily by it, but we'll see how he goes. I've got no idea. I think he went all right in his concussion test yesterday, and fingers crossed he gets up Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Jakey Lever and that hamstring precautionary, he was off pretty early.
Yeah, he was off pretty early, but he's still moving okay. I'm not 100% sure. We've had a couple of little ones this year with a couple of different players that have only missed a week. I know Dan Talia miraculously got up for that one game. Where he was clutching his hammy. So it's so hard to know with them sometimes. It can take a couple of days to actually work out what's going on, particularly with the scans and stuff like that. So I think we'll find out more later in the week with him.
Oh, Brattles, Friday night, Geelong, Adelaide Oval. There's going to be a massive crowd. How are you going to beat Geelong, who have had the wood on the Adelaide Crows the last 4 or 5 games?
Yeah, they've had us the last few times. I think it's always hard when you go down there, but hopefully we can, with the home crowd, be a full house. And I think obviously it's going to start with the midfield. I think the last couple of times they've got us in there, so I think the onus is on us to hit back at them. And yeah, we'll be focusing heavily on that the next couple of days.
Crouch, you've got to be a good feeling sitting on top, rediscovered a nice bit of form. Tex is up and about. Lynch is back, played some great footy. I reckon Asada might be coming knocking on his door this week to see what he took to get himself back in that sort of nick. even D-Mac played some really good footy. The guys that have been on the outside and probably down a little bit have really rediscovered some good form, and that real big team effort seems to be back.
Yeah, for sure. I think early in the season we definitely knew that what was making us play really well was even contribution. I think we're starting to really get consistent in that, and particularly the last 3 weeks. And I think hopefully if we can keep doing that over the next part of the season, keep improving in the little areas we've got to work on, as long as we're playing at our best footy late in the year, that's the main thing.
And Crouchy, obviously, as Jar said, the Cats on Friday night. I'm sort of starting a petition now, hashtag put out your Cats. Do you think Daniel Tarley will agree and go along with it?
Oh, yeah, I've got no doubt. I know he's got the most well-known cat in Adelaide.
Does he drive it around still?
Oh, the cat goes everywhere with him, yeah.
Where are you, Miss Daisy, going? You going for something to eat, are you, or a coffee, you two?
No, we're actually we're heading over to Melbourne tonight. We're just about to get to the airport. We're heading over for Hamish Ogilvie's wife's funeral.
Of course, yeah.
So we're going over there. It's on tomorrow. Yeah. So
pass on our respect, mate.
Yeah, we will. Be a very sad day. Hey, keep up the great work, Crouchy. Great to see you in good form, mate. And I think we'll be starting to refer to you soon as the Crouch brother, as opposed to Matt, who's just had your cap all year, buddy.
No, that sounds good to me.
All right.
A bit like Darren does with Andrew.
Stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
See you, champ. Good luck Friday night.
No, before we go, Stu, can you confirm a date for the boys
at all? No, I'm not going to do this on air. This is an off-air chat between my boy and you know.
Well, Crouchy says you haven't caught up for about a month and he's playing his best footy.
Well, we've both been busy. We'll get
it'd
together.
Be nice if it's in 2017, we're happy.
Tell you what, Crouchy, don't hold your breath.
Cheap drive-by there.
thanks for your time, mate. As we said, make the most of tomorrow. It's going to be a really sad day. Can't wait to see you in action Friday night.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
There is Brad Crouch with his driver, Tex Walker.
Thanks for tuning in to the Triple M Crowcast with Jars and Louis.